the US Air Force doesn't often shoot down aircraft over North America, but fighter jets have done it four times this month. One was a Chinese spy balloon, but the Pentagon hasn't yet provided details on the other three airborne objects shot down since Friday. For more on this, we're joined by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie in Washington. Hey, Greg.
Hi there, Deepa.
So since these three most recent episodes came in rapid succession, Greg, can you briefly remind us where they took place?
Right. The most recent one was just yesterday. A U.S. fighter jet shot down a small object over Lake Huron off the eastern shores of Michigan. Then a day earlier, on Saturday, an Air Force plane took down an aircraft in western Canada. And this was coordinated with Canada, which is working to recover what it calls a cylindrical object. And the day before that, on Friday, the U.S. fired a missile to bring down an aircraft just off the northeast coast of Alaska. It landed on ice off the coast, and the extreme weather conditions there have so far kept the military from reaching it.
Now, when the military calls them aircraft, what exactly is that? Is that planes or balloons or, I don't know, I'm even thinking UFOs, unidentified flying objects? What do you know?
Well, very little at this point. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk, he's the NORAD commander, the guy who's responsible for North American airspace, said one of the challenges is that the U.S. fighter planes travel extremely fast, and they keep streaking by these slow-moving objects. Here's how he described it.
What we're seeing is very, very small objects. I'm not going to go into detail about shapes or anything like that. It's a very, very slow object in the space, if you will, going at the speed of the wind, essentially.
So that phrasing he used here, going at the speed of the wind, it sort of suggests he's talking about a balloon. But he declined to say that outright. He said this is still being called an airborne object for now, or all of these cases. And General Van Herk and other U.S. officials say these aircraft did share some similarities. They were much smaller than the China spy balloon. None of these had a crew on board. No evidence they were involved in espionage, and they didn't appear to pose an imminent threat. But they were shot down out of an abundance of caution.
Okay. You know, we do know, Greg, that over the years, U.S. Navy pilots have documented dozens of mysterious objects passing through restricted military airspace. And there's this one report from U.S. intelligence community in 2021 of 144 such cases. So I'm wondering, are we currently seeing a spike in mystery aircrafts in U.S. airspace?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Possibly, but it also just looks like that the military is adjusting its radars. Radars have a filtering system, and the U.S. has focused more on risks like incoming missiles or jet fighters. But now those filters have been recalibrated, the Pentagon has said this, to look for slower moving objects and to scan the skies at higher altitudes. Melissa Dalton is an assistant secretary of defense.
We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in the objects detected.
And so as we learn more about these objects that have been shot down in the past few days, the U.S. may have to decide whether it wants to track every small, slow-moving object and scramble the Air Force jets whenever there's a mysterious blip on the radar.
You know, I'm wondering that the discovery of the Chinese spy balloon earlier this month, which was shot down off the coast of South Carolina, any more information on how that investigation is going?
Well, some parts that landed on the surface have been recovered and sent to an FBI lab. Now, U.S. officials believe that the balloon's payload with the valuable technical equipment is intact at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean in about 50 feet of water. The hope is this will be recovered and it could yield a very detailed understanding of what the Chinese were up to.
Okay. Greg, we only have a few seconds left, but I wonder if you can just put a little broader context here because, you know, no rival countries spy on each other, and that includes the United States, right?
Oh, absolutely. The U.S. and China have two of the largest and most sophisticated spying programs in the world. They spy on each other constantly. And a lot of U.S. national security officials say that the spy balloon may not be the most important Chinese spy operation. In fact, it's not. But they do see it as an important wake-up call because it has put the focus on Chinese spying.
NPR's Greg Murray, thank you.
My pleasure.